In a bustling urban setting where vehicles roll down streets at a brisk pace, it's hard to imagine these sounds sharing the landscape. But it's true. Urban beekeeping is buzzing in some parts of Buffalo, thanks in part to the recently implemented Green Code. The new set of regulations officially legalized beekeeping in Buffalo. It's happening on the east side, along the waterfront, and on Buffalo's west side. Some people, including Summer Street resident Catherine Kitty Herrick, are already seasoned pros. She got her start in the 70s while teaching beekeeping in Guatemala with the Peace Corps.
I sat there with my book, my beekeeping book, and a box of bees, like a shoebox full of bees, arrived in the mail, and I had all the equipment, and I was scared to death. And I thought I could basically learn by reading a book and doing that.
For the last 7 years, Herrick's property has been home to approximately 10,000 bees. A few stray ones may even greet you on the way there.
In many ways, it's a perfect setup on top of that roof.
The roof of her garage, that is. Herrick says the Green Code is encouraging for her nearly lifelong passion. And while Herrick says her neighbors have been supportive, that's not true for everyone who keeps bees. Just ask Cassandra Sewell.
A lot of neighbors just hear the word bee and they sort of get their ire up, and it's a constant sort of a little bit of education each time we have an interaction.
Sewell is an educator who teaches eco-literacy to high school students. This summer, Sewell and her students are preparing a garden across from City Honors High School near Best Street and Maston Avenue to sustain an apiary in the fall.
It used to be 4 vacant houses, then it became 4 vacant lots, and so our neighborhood has a history of blight and neglect, and we've got a vacancy rate of about 40%, so this is a big improvement.
With Buffalo's push toward locally grown produce, Sewell says education for future generations is key.
When you teach kids how the bees impact the food that we eat, you're also setting up that relationship for the future where the potential, you know, purchaser of a jar of raw honey or a pint of strawberries is going to ask that question, you know, how do you keep your bees happy?
Like Sewell's garden, a different project in Buffalo's Outer Harbor also transforms neglected space into a natural haven. It's a towering man-made beehive called Elevator Bee, or Hive City.
We designed this structure to be like an educational tool, but also a redevelopment tool as part of the larger complex of Silo City.
That's Courtney Creenan-Chorley. She was a master's student at the University at Buffalo in 2012 when she helped design Elevator Bee for a competition.
We wanted to have it be some kind of landmark in the landscape down there because the silos obviously are these massive structures that are difficult to compete with.
Chorley says the bee colony was in the window pane of an abandoned building. A bed of wildflowers surrounds the colony's current home. It's picturesque, even against its rustic background.
It seems to have been doing really quite well and has made the site obviously much more beautiful in contrast with the silos that are there.
Chorley advises aspiring beekeepers in the city to work with their surroundings.
I hope people are more encouraged to take on smaller projects like that because it just makes their neighborhood or a commercial district, you know, wherever it would be installed, just much more interesting, and it adds multiple layers to kind of the urban fabric of experiences.
With a little ingenuity and a healthy dose of ecological understanding, abandoned city sites are being repopulated once again. For WBFO, I'm Mary Catalfamo.